Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's probably up to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Tom Asacker is here. Tom is a longtime, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including A Clear Eye for Branding, Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief. You're starting to get the picture of some pretty intellectual works that he's produced over the years. He's an outstanding brand strategist, one of the best in the world, and he's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Tom, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, and people define that word a lot of different ways, I have a very broad definition of entrepreneur, but if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you better get comfortable with failure, with making mistakes, because if you can't accomplish that, to me, that's the essence of entrepreneurship, is someone who can get comfortable with their mistakes, with failure. If you can't, I think you probably need to go clock in tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I'll tell you, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an artist, it doesn't matter what you are in the marketplace, a small business owner, success only comes from trying new things. Because think about it this way. Every single piece of information in the world is available now at the click of a mouse. So success cannot come from reading that information.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, everyone would be successful. So it has to come from doing things that others aren't doing, learning something new, and then applying that learning and moving forward. And that's what people are getting confused about. They think, oh, I know what I should do. I'll go online, figure everything out, and then do whatever it tells me.
Right.
How can that possibly work? Everybody can do that.
Well, and even if you figured out something that is new, even when you do figure out something that is new, you know, generations ago, you could dine off of that for the rest of your life. Today, you can't do that because, as you say, once people discover what you're doing, they start doing it, and then your new thing isn't new anymore.
That's the point. Exactly, Jim. They're going to discover what you're doing soon after you start doing it. So how do you stay ahead? You stay ahead by innovating, by changing things up, by being creative, by being better. You know, it's funny that I talk about this make mistakes thing. But make mistakes, all I mean by that is don't always try to rationalize in your head that you should be doing something when you get this gut feeling that you should be doing it. When you get the gut feeling, try to do it. Do it on a small scale. See what mm-hmm. it feels like. See how it works. Years ago, I hired this kid. He was a kid out in England to build a business website for me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think he lived in his parents' basement. He had two used computers down there. But the kid was a great designer, and we were working via Skype. I mean, so this was a weird thing, and I'm paying him decent money. But I'm telling you, I was the biggest pain-in-the-ass client he has ever had. And at one point, I said to him, Paul, this thing better look good in every browser that's out there. And in his British accent, he said, Tom, you know how many browsers there are? And I said, I don't care. I'm the client. That's what I'm paying you for.
Right.
So this kept this kid awake all night. And he said, I wonder if I can create a computer program that will go out and test this thing on all the browsers so I don't have to go do that all day long.
Right, right.
guess what? This kid is now a multi-millionaire with, like, a fast-growing company in Boston.
Because of you.
Right? Because the pain I gave
him. Are you getting any commission? Do you owe any share?
No. These kids have short memories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he was curious. And he said, I wonder if I do this. He didn't think it out. He just went and started trying to figure it out. And that's what happened to him. And a lot of people aren't doing that. A lot of people, when they sense some kind of problem that needs to be solved or something to make someone happier, they don't do it and then say, I wonder how to scale this. I wonder how to make this, apply this to my business.
Right.
And that's the big mistake. That's where innovation comes from.
Another thing is how you manage fear. Because if you're afraid to make mistakes, that's the wrong way to manage fear. You should be afraid of what might happen if you don't try something where you could make a mistake.
Jim, you hit the nail right on the head. Here's the problem, and it's the difference between belief and faith. And I wrote about belief in my book about belief.
Yep, business of belief.
What belief requires? Belief requires evidence, right? So you have a vision of the future, and then you try to create, like, evidence to support that vision. And you accumulate this evidence, and you continue to move towards this thing because you say, okay, I got the evidence. It makes sense. Faith is when you just take a leap, when you say, you know what? This is something I think I should solve. This is something that makes a difference. I don't care if there's any evidence. I don't care if I can't Google it and find it. I am going to push this thing forward and see what happens with it.
So what you're saying, one of the things at the bottom of all that you're saying here and that we're talking about, we've talked about, mistakes and failure and fear and all this other stuff. One of the things that's at the heart of all this is curiosity, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what's happening?
Having a strong curiosity.
Right, but what's happening because of computers and data and, you know, all this online transaction? Nobody's curious.
There's still plenty of problems to get to the bottom of. I mean, let me put it this way. At least there are around my operation. I don't know about yours, but there's still plenty of things like that. Oh, hey, Tom, I need your website, please.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Folks, check it out. That's the website. That's also one of his many books. Tom Asacker, and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.